Tuberculosis is the world's deadliest infectious disease. It's a bacterial infection that kills more than a million people a year. That's despite the fact that it's been a preventable illness for a long time. Now, a new rapid portable test to diagnose tuberculosis may be cause for hope. Researchers say it's accurate and could help get people the care they urgently need. Reporter Ari Daniel has more.
Adithya Katamanchi is a pulmonologist at UC Irvine. Over the years, he's spent time working at health centers across Uganda, and he's seen just how long it can take for patients to find out they even have tuberculosis.
Many people are making 3, 4, 5 visits before they finally come to a health center where there is TB testing available.
This can take weeks or months. Alfred Andema is a microbiologist at Makerere University College of Health Sciences in Uganda.
So by the time they finally get to the right facility to get tested and they make a diagnosis, they would probably have come more sick and keep transmitting the disease as they move between these different facilities.
This is why early diagnosis, which leads to early treatment, is so crucial. But it turns out the most common test has been pretty much the same since the late 1800s, when the bacterium that causes TB was first discovered. The process requires someone to cough up phlegm, says Adithya Katamanchi.
It's a nasty substance. No one likes it, right? You don't like to cough it up. Health workers don't like to work with it.
It's then examined under a microscope for the telltale rod-shaped tuberculosis bacteria. But the test is imperfect and imprecise. Sometimes patients are told they have TB when they don't. And about half the time, says Alfred Andema, it misses actual TB cases.
So for a long time, we have been trying to make the diagnosis of tuberculosis easier, cheaper, and quicker.
Then came COVID, a period when swab-based testing really improved. Since then, some of those companies have turned the technology to tuberculosis, and the first rapid portable TB test was recently announced. It's called MiniDoc MTB, and it works by machine scanning phlegm or a mere tongue swab for DNA from the TB bacteria.
It's cheaper than a microscope, to be honest. So it's more affordable, it's more accessible.
And it's more accurate, as well as easy to use, says Katamanchi. That's from a new study he and his colleagues published in the New England Journal of Medicine. They enrolled almost 1,400 patients with TB symptoms or risk factors at health centers across 7 countries in Africa and Asia. Luchika Ditiu is executive director of the UN organization Stop TB Partnership. She wasn't involved in the research.
There is a lot of excitement in the world. We all think this is an amazing tool coming up with 2 caveats.
First, although the new test worked well for the patients they tested it in, mostly those who've struggled with TB for some time, it may not catch the disease early on when there's a lower bacterial load.
For that type of work, we don't think this is the tool yet. Okay, maybe it needs some improvement.
And second, this new test can't distinguish between regular TB and the drug-resistant variety. Like the common microscope test, such a distinction requires an additional test to determine the right treatment regimen. But researchers say catching and treating TB early reduces the likelihood it'll become resistant. And Adithya Katamanchi says this test is a real step forward.
My hope, honestly, is that after more than 150 years, we finally get rid of using a microscope, and everyone who has TB symptoms is getting a high-quality molecular test, right? And I think we're closer to that today than we've ever been before.
For NPR News, I'm Ari Daniel.